And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to our Community Connection. And from the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, we have Sherry Wolf. How are you doing, Sherry?
I am good. Good
morning. Long time no see.
Last week.
Yeah, it was. About this time, too. So what's going on, man? We got a lot.
We have a lot going on. Kind of quiet. Well, I won't say quiet this week, but we actually have a ribbon cutting for Regent Bank this morning at 11 a.m.
Yes.
Finally. The grand opening, which I know it's a little delayed, but anyhow, we're excited about them. They're great community partners, great partners with the Chamber. So that's the ribbon cutting at the Bartlesville branch downtown. What else? We have the week after is going to be a crazy week for us. We have two kind of big events back to back. On June the 8th, which is Tuesday, we have our legislative wrap-up session, or forum, which will be held at the community center. So we're kind of getting back to normal, going back to venues that have kind of been closed. So we're excited about that. But it is with our local delegation, Senator Julie Daniels. Oh, I just walked up the stairs. Representatives Jed Strom and Wendy Stroman, Stearman, and they will be giving kind of a recap of the session since it'll be over, what happened, what didn't happen, and there will be time for Q&A from the audience. So if you have specific questions, you want to know why someone voted the way they did or didn't vote or whatever, they will take questions from the audience as well. So that event is from 11:30 to 1 on Tuesday, June the 8th at the Bartlesville Community Center. Includes great lunch. Shorty's is catering, so he always does it. I know. Love his catered lunches. So that's, like I said, kind of getting all back to normal. We're excited about that.
Folks really like that. They really appreciate that one-on-one the access to them is really important, especially to the folks who really have some big questions that may weigh very heavily on their business.
Exactly. So, anyhow, a lot of good things did come out of session this year. But like I said, you may have questions, but it is open. Then 2 days later, because we just like to be crazy that way, is our annual awards and gala dinner. And this is our biggest event of the year. We're probably around 300 right now. It'll be held at the Hilton Garden Inn. They had worked that into their contract with the movie folks, because it's all movie folks, but we are able to still have our event there. So we appreciate that. We did a taste testing last week there. Chef Nook, if you're familiar with him, formerly with Price Tower, was the Right Chef winner, and just fabulous chef, is actually going to do the event for us. So the taste testing was with his food, so you had to roll us out of there 3 hours later, but it will be a wonderful evening. It's filled with a lot of different things. Our Leadership Bartlesville class graduates that evening. The YPs, Young Professionals, which is under the Chamber umbrella. They pass the gavel. We hear from them. We have the Rising Star Award, which is an award that they pick for an up-and-coming Rising Star. And then we have our other community awards, which honors some businesses, some individuals in our community that have made an impact. Small Business of the Year, Business of the Year, and then several awards that are named after different individuals, in our community that have unfortunately left us, but based on leadership, based on what they've done in the community, that kind of thing. So it's just a very inspirational evening. You'll hear from our outgoing chairman as well as our incoming chairman. Outgoing will be Dennis Halpin with the Truity Credit Union, and our incoming chairman is Trevor Dorsey this year with Regent Bank, Bank President for Regent. So anyhow, it's a great evening, and we're looking forward to that. It's very nice evening. Just we roll out the red carpet. It's a lot of fun, so we're looking forward to that.
Well, very good. You know what, you got a new nickname. It's called Perpetual Motion, because you never stop. And that's good, though, because the chamber is very active, and
we
have such a great chamber to help represent us in a lot of things and help us with resources.
When I mentioned Leadership Bartlesville graduation, that reminds me that another thing is there's always a lot of interest in Leadership Bartlesville. We get questions throughout the year. Well, when's the next class start? Because it's a year, basically almost a year program. The applications are supposed to open up. I'm waiting on one piece, but they should open up June 1st is our goal.
Okay.
And they will close June 30th. So they'll be open for the month of June. And it's open to people who preferably live in our community. It's Leadership Bartlesville. And what the program is the goal is to educate people about every aspect. I won't say every aspect, but most of the major aspects of our community. In depth, hearing from those leaders, start off with community services. They learn a lot. They hear a lot about our community, the needs in our community. They go out to visit quite a few of our agencies, different organizations. So there's Community Service Day. I'm not going to say all of them, but Community Services Day. City Day is always a very, very eye-opening day for a lot of them. They learn just about local government, how that works. There's Criminal Justice Day. That's always another eye-opener. But they get to do a lot of things kind of that your typical citizen isn't going to get to be able to go do or hear from or whatever. So the goal is when they're done, they have a really good overview of all aspects of our community, and the goal is to go out and you know, plug into the community even more so if they aren't, or more so if they already are, but they have that wealth of knowledge to take with them and be very effective volunteers in, you know, nonprofit organizations, city government, whatever. So this will be class 31.
Class
31. So we're looking forward to that. But you can find all that information, the calendar, schedule, when everything is, and it's at bartlesville.com. So if you're interested in that or sending someone from your company through and want them to apply, all that information, the application, everything will be online, bartlesville.com, starting June the 1st.
Well, that is something else, because people do often ask about that. That's a big honor to be a part of that.
It is, and it's the camaraderie. It's so funny every time you meet somebody. Well, I'm class 23, the best class ever. It's kind of a joke with Leadership Bartlesville. It's always the best. They're always in the best class ever, because every class is a good class. So, but it is. It's a great. Just like I said, the camaraderie between the class. They meet just once a month. It's an all-day, you know, usually 8 to 5, once a month, starting in August, ends in May. So they graduate at our gala, which is either in May or June. Next year, we're going to go ahead and keep it in June. But anyhow, it's a commitment, but it's a wonderful opportunity, and it's a great program.
It certainly is. A lot of bonding takes place there, and a lot of people make friends for a very good long time.
They sure do. So it's important.
Now, the Chamber, of course, with all the events going on, very busy place, but also a great resource center. And, of course, your website is very easy to navigate.
Thank you. We've tried to make it that way, very clear. And I always tell people, if you're interested or you may not really understand what a Chamber of Commerce is, what we do, I encourage them, go to the website, because it in detail goes through. But it's easy to get to and access and see what you're interested in, and it's not word heavy. It's just, I don't know, it's an easy way to get a good overview of what the Chamber's
all
about.
You can get a lot of information in a short time.
Yes,
that's what I really like, it, you know.
And I always encourage you, but one thing that I love on our website, if you go to the bottom of our homepage, there are videos that were done. They were done several years ago now. I need to update probably a few of them, but they are good recruitment videos that really sell our community. And I always encourage people to go look at those. And just every time I've seen them, I don't know how many times, I still get goosebumps watching them. So check those out. It says, "Are you home yet?" And there's a big box at the bottom of the screen with that. And there's several of them you can go through and watch. But I encourage people to go check it out. And just, it's a great reminder of what our community is all about and what makes our community so unique. So,
sure. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I think that's it. We've got a manufacturing summit coming up on June 23rd. Right. We are very excited about that. We're bringing in Oklahoma Manufacturing Alliance, OCAS, which is Oklahoma Center for Science and Technology, and Brent Kissling with the Department of Commerce. He's over Department of Commerce. Will be here. Tri-County Tech are partnering in, and we're trying to make this a three-county, Osage, Nuwata. We're working with those chambers and all partnering together to bring this event to our manufacturers. There's lots of happening, a lot of new programs, things that we want to make sure that they know are available to them. So we're looking forward to that. It's Half Day Summit out at Tri-County Tech. And so we're working really hard on that.
And details are at the website?
Yeah, probably not. We're really targeting just manufacturers for this.
Okay, so it's going to be a, yeah.
We've gone out and personally visited. We've sent information to them, saved the dates, that kind of thing. We'll follow up with a more detailed agenda, that kind of thing. And we will get it on our website. I don't think it's up there yet.
All right.
So,
Sherry, I want to thank you, as always, for being available to us to share what the Chamber's up to.
Absolutely. We appreciate the opportunity.
All righty. This is Community Connection on K1. A large